Greece did it first, but Colombia is home to one of Latin America's oldest democracies. Still, elections there aren't always clean and tidy. As Colombia prepares to elect mayors and governors next month, there have been widespread complaints about fraud and intimidation by guerrillas and drug traffickers. Reporter John Otis has the story.
Facundo Castillo, mamita. Candidato a la gobernación de Arauca por el partido La U.
Facundo Castillo is running for governor of Arauca, an oil-rich state on the Venezuelan border.
Muy buenos días. ¿Cómo me le va?
Castillo gets a warm reception going door to door, but his political rivals claim Castillo and his family have close connections to Marxist guerrillas, who control much of the surrounding countryside.
Y nadie podrá decirlo. Nadie podrá constatarme.
Castillo tells me he has no links to the rebels. Serious questions have also been raised about Castillo's main opponent in the race for governor. This is a radio spot for Carlos Pinilla. The leader of Pinilla's own party has denounced him for his ties to a jailed politician who sponsored paramilitary death squads. Part of the problem in policing local elections is the sheer volume of candidates. There are 130,000 candidates running in the October 30 municipal elections. More than 10% have criminal records, according to Colombia's interior minister. Candidates often campaign in remote areas controlled by guerrillas and drug traffickers. Armed groups have killed about 24 candidates on the campaign trail over the past 5 months. In other cases, experts say, the groups are backing candidates with cash.
Well, no, it doesn't sound like democracy, especially not like any northern democracy.
That's Andres Ceballos of the Electoral Observation Mission, an independent monitoring group based in Bogotá. He says rebels and drug traffickers want to elect mayors and governors who will turn a blind eye to their criminal activities.
That collusion between these actors is really what puts at risk the elections.
Violence and corruption have also marred recent local elections in Mexico and Central America.
We've seen that in Guatemala, in the Honduran elections, Salvador.
Nelly Saleh Ramirez works for the International Foundation for Electoral Systems in Washington. She says that most outsiders focus on Latin America's presidential elections, which have been mostly free and fair, but they pay scant attention to state and local races.
For the most part, the international community feels that the Americas has graduated, but we have definitely seen a backsliding in democracy in the region.
Intimidation isn't the only problem. Out in the sticks, it's easier for candidates to get away with wrongdoing. Here at the main radio station in the city of Arauca, reporter Eduardo Cedeño has just discovered that one of the mayoral candidates has plagiarized the political platform of another politician. Cedeño says vote buying is also common. Cedeño says gubernatorial candidates will pay up to $40 for people's votes, while mayoral candidates pay $10. On the Arauca River, which forms the border with Venezuela, I meet José Ceballos. He's 48 and can't read or write. He makes a living taking passengers across the river in a wooden motorboat. The Arauca government gets millions in oil revenue, but Ceballos says corruption has left his state mired in poverty.
On election day, the politicians give you money to vote for them. But look at the streets. They're full of holes. Look at the public housing. It's horrible.
Al próximo gobernador de los araucanos, el doctor Facundo Castillo Cisneros.
Candidate Facundo Castillo promises a new era of honest government, yet his campaign tactics have raised eyebrows. Castillo is a doctor. He doesn't buy people's votes, but he sets up free mobile clinics in the slums of Arauca and personally attends to potential supporters. Castillo's team also provides dental checkups, soft drinks, and haircuts for the kids. And just to make sure people remember who to vote for, loudspeakers play songs with lyrics extolling the virtues of Facundo Castillo. For the world, I'm John Otis, Arauca, Colombia.